Hey there, it's Zach, and for today's mini-episode, I would like to share with you the audio reading of my latest essay on Substack that is titled The Inshittification of Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. If you enjoyed this essay and you don't want to miss my future essays, my actionable insights, and my occasional soapbox rants about navigating the next act of work and life on our own terms and not the robots, make sure to subscribe at zacharnold.com/substack. That is Z-A-C-K, zacharnold.com/substack. And now without further ado, here is the 100% human AI-free reading of today's Substack essay. I think it was being forced to install an app and provide my email address, my phone number, and my credit card information just to pay 50 cents worth of curb parking that broke me. Or it may have been Menchie's requiring me to install their app in order to accrue rewards points and discounts, because for some reason, providing my phone number is just too much to ask nowadays. And when frozen yogurt is a food group in your family, I've got two teenagers, rewards points matter. Or maybe what finally broke me was discovering a paywall between me and watching the Olympics. For those like me who were raised without Wi-Fi, we still remember this glorious utopia where it was possible to watch every major sporting event, including the entire Olympics, for free. Or maybe it's the self-checkout lanes that are provided for my convenience that are so useless that I have to wait for the one attendant that's monitoring 8 stations so they can provide their employee code just so I can weigh my goddamn bananas. Or maybe it's every SaaS product that I use to run my education business doubling their prices while simultaneously removing half the features that I require. Or maybe it's that social, quote-unquote, media isn't social at all anymore, but instead it's everybody's bots generating disposable slop so everybody else's bots can comment on their bot-generated slop. Or, you know what? Maybe it's every streaming service requiring me to pay twice as much for content that is twice as shitty. By the way, I'm specifically looking at you, Netflix. Nope. I think what finally broke me was Brad Pitt fighting Tom Cruise for killing Jeffrey Epstein. Not because I think that AI slop, even when it's going to be at its absolute best, will wholesale replace high-quality long-form narrative storytelling. It won't. But because our society has devolved to such a level of idiocracy that we are honestly afraid that this is even a realistic possibility. Ultimately, what has really broken me is not any of the above individually, but instead the inshittification of everything, everywhere, all at once. Inshittification, a noun. An informal word that's used to criticize the degradation of the quality and experience of online platforms over time due to an increase in advertisements, costs, or features. It can also refer more generally to any state of deterioration, especially in politics or society. Similar forms include enshittify and enshittified. Now, if you're not familiar with it, the term enshittification was coined by author, journalist, and digital rights activist Cory Doctorow back in 2022. It was then named the Word of the Year in 2023 by the American Dialect Society, and then the Macquarie Dictionary followed suit in 2024. It has since been listed as an official word by both Merriam-Webster and Dictionary.com. As Cory outlines in his book by the same name, Enshittification, Why Everything Suddenly Got Worse and What to Do About It, the enshittification process is as follows. Step 1. First, platforms are good to their users. Step 2. They then abuse their users to make things better for their business customers. Step 3. Next, they abuse those business customers to claw back all the value for themselves. And then step 4. Finally, they have become a giant pile of shit. So, how did we end up here? Simple. The endless pursuit of optimization under the guise of making the world a better place. And by the way, if you're a fan of Silicon Valley, go to my post over on Substack. I have a clip of the montage from the season 1 finale all about the tech world making the world a better place. Hey, big tech, here's a quick thought. Stop changing shit. At the risk of this becoming yet another in my rapidly expanding collection of Old Man Yells at Clouds essays, and yes, I know, it's probably already too late, I think it's safe to say that we have passed the point of no return. Big tech, you're not making shit better, you're making everything worse. Sure, the evolution from no internet to the internet was revolutionary and it truly changed the world in ways that we could not have even imagined back in the 1990s. But the endless pursuit of optimization over the last 30 years has made the current iteration of the internet all but unusable. And yes, the evolution from flip phones to smartphones, well, that changed everything about the way that we manage our work and our lives. But the latest iPhone update to liquid freaking glass? Yeah, nobody asked for that shit, Apple. Nobody. Your constant need to endlessly iterate has only emboldened me to ditch my iPhone 13 for a flip phone as soon as it dies, which of course is undoubtedly only an update or two away given your past experience with BatteryGate. I remember how revolutionary it felt shortly after I purchased my Tesla Model 3. By the way, this was in 2019 before we all knew that Elon was fucking nuts. And after the first update, my car literally got faster. But then they changed the touchscreen interface, and then they moved the speedometer, and then they made it harder to find the windshield wiper button, which, by the way, should not be a button on a touchscreen in the first place. I eventually got so irritated by my car getting measurably worse with every update, not to mention, by the way, the most horrendous customer experiences ever known to man, I traded it in for a good old-fashioned truck with an analog speedometer that couldn't be moved, a physical key that can't be hacked, and an actual shifter for an actual transmission, because there's going to be none of this turning the tiny little digital wheel bullshit for me. And most importantly, my vehicle doesn't require updates, nor can it be controlled remotely at the whims of a soulless corporation that's looking to squeeze me with a monthly subscription for heated seats or self-driving capabilities that don't actually work. Now, I get it, big tech. You need to justify your existence. There's no longer a world in which you believe making a high-quality product that will last for years or even decades can sustain your insatiable need to feed the venture capitalists and please the shareholders. But in your latest pursuit to make the world a better place, if you try to sell me the following line of BS one more time, my head is going to explode. But artificial intelligence will make us more productive. Once again, bullshit. Mark my words, the enshittification of AI is coming, and it is coming fast. Yes, AI is undoubtedly going to increase productivity, i.e., help employers squeeze more blood from the few overworked employees who are left after all the massive layoffs. But don't even try to convince me that the pursuit to streamline everything with AI is leading us anywhere other than the further enshittification of everything everywhere at speeds that we cannot even comprehend. First of all, we are already discovering that AI is having the opposite effect that it was supposed to, according to recent research at UC Berkeley. And by the way, for those listening, I link to that research in the article. Secondly, I don't need research to tell me that these latest astronomical leaps forwards in AI will do anything other than lead us to burnout faster and more often if we are even lucky enough to still have jobs. How do I know this? Washing machines. Ask yourself how much free time you've had lately to meditate, to journal, to take up yoga, to learn to cook, to get a massage, to sleep, or do anything else beneficial for your well-being because you didn't spend hours this week beating your clothes against a rock down by the river. It always comes down to Parkinson's law. The work will expand or contract to the time that we allow for it. As rapid advancements in AI make us massively more productive at work, budgets will continue to shrink, calendars will further contract, and we will once again be trapped on the endless hamster wheel where today's miracle becomes tomorrow's expectation. And in our personal lives, we will undoubtedly still find other ways to fill our time doom-scrolling or staying busy with meaningless things that allow us to avoid the painful fact that we're not only wasting our time, but quite possibly also wasting our lives. I too fell for the productivity myth hook, line, and sinker, and I believed back in 2015 that streamlining my life with Trello, with OmniFocus, and all of the other 500 apps that we need to zap together with digital duct tape, well, that would buy me more time to focus on things that mattered. Unfortunately, every single workflow and productivity tool that has cornered the knowledge worker market in the last 5 years, well, guess what? It has become deeply, unequivocally, and utterly enshittified. Mark my words, by the way, the day is coming when you're going to have to pay a fee per Trello card. Now, say what you will, but this is not an old man ranting about the march of progress, because this isn't fucking progress. To be clear, I am not anti-AI. I am deeply interested in where I can insert artificial intelligence into any area of my work and life to make the mundane and repeatable more efficient or the time-consuming less time-consuming. Ultimately, however, I draw the line at delegating wholesale creation to the bots. Outsourcing your creativity to AI is like outsourcing weightlifting to your personal trainer. To see the results, you have to do the work. Do not buy into the latest generative AI hype or any other life-changing promises that this technology is making about the future of work. You are being fooled about AI and you will soon feel really stupid. As put by author David William Silva, who says, the people selling you the apocalypse and the utopia are often the people that are selling you the product. And I link to an extensive article that he writes all about this that is brilliant. Now, rest assured, every LLM, AI chatbot, AI agent, Claudebot, Moltbot, OpenClaw, or whatever, all of these will eventually enshittify. They will enshittify hard, and this enshittification is going to cost us. And the more that we've built our digital lives around this technology, the more this pending enshittification is going to hurt our wallets. Most importantly, if you've outsourced AI to the most important parts of yourself that make you uniquely human, the pending enshittification may also cost you your creative soul.